This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So maybe the happy song, Pharrell, will help you and lift you up because, boy, oh, boy, rough times. 62,000 people hospitalized in the United States with COVID-19. Yes, Pfizer gave us hope, but we're not there yet. It's kind of like we're climbing up the Himalayas and we can see the top and everyone says, no, you can't go any further. But we have to keep pushing through. And it's so tough. And the stories out there are so sad. We're going to go through those so you're up to date. Plus, hurricane winds and rain smashing into Florida. Mostly it's the rain, the surge of the water that's so bad. Tampa, which gets hit horribly, is starting to batten their hatches. They could have up to 6 inches of rain or even more, and then some of those heavy winds, and that's Ada, man. Ada is hanging around. The worst of the Greek letters just will not go away, and Florida was the main target coming out of the Caribbean and some of those other areas like Cuba, etc. On this show, in this first hour, we will lighten the load a little bit more. No more happy dance, but nail the score. So if you've never played our little game, at the tail end of this hour, I'll pick what I think is the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing bingo, only we're not calling out numbers. You're calling out numbers. So you just tell me of the game of the two teams who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. I swear it's fun. It is. And plus, here's the main thing, bragging rights and some prizes. Who doesn't want swag? It'll lift you up. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email just during that segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I had to prep you right from the start. It's like that go bag. You have the bag. You have the capability. Now you just have to wait through three segments, and then we'll get there, and we'll try and nail the score, and we'll see if anyone wins. Some people are getting close, but nobody has exactly nailed the score. And the transition for the president is a no-go. At this point, Joe Biden It has mostly been declared the winner with the electoral votes, but there are some suits out there, some lawsuits, especially Pennsylvania, because there was some funky stuff going on with mail-in ballots and a grace period. But the mail-in ballots you're looking at, and I verified this today, you're looking at about 10,000 mail-in ballots, and in Pennsylvania, Biden would be ahead by 47,000. So even if there was something there, those numbers don't add up. It wouldn't be enough. If you completely went to court, tossed out the 10,000 mail-in ballots, and then you subtract that from the 47, I know my math isn't the best, but I know that that does not add up to a win. Runoff elections in January will happen with the Senate in the balance. So right now, the Republicans have the edge, but if the two Democrats, and I think that's a long shot, but if the two Democrats were to win those Senate seats in Georgia, then you'd have a dead heat, and guess who's the tie? The VP, and unless something changes with Biden being the president, the way it's looking, I mean, just gotta call it, the way it's looking, unless something else comes up that we haven't seen, some sort of evidence, something, whatever, Kamala Harris is the VP. So then the Democrats would have sway. But I think it's a long shot. I think it's a long shot, at least, especially the one seat. But who knows? Because it is like a boiling pot. So much money is flying into Georgia from the Republicans and from the Democrats. If you are sitting in Georgia listening to this show, and then you're watching some tube later, you just get hammered by more political ads. While everybody else is seeing the political ads, poof, just evaporate. In Georgia, it's massive hits on both sides to try to win over the public and get those Senate seats. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that runoff election there. All right, I feel like we need to dig in first on COVID, because we had a great interview with Dr. Sal the other day where he talked about optimism and what it was going to look like. 20 million, you know, doses would roll out in December or January, and now we're seeing some of the early stuff. Vandenberg Air Force Base in Lompoc, California, was one of the first military installations I covered as a television reporter. They're getting 10,000 doses of the vaccine, of the Pfizer vaccine, in next month. So they'll have those, and all the frontline people will get the vaccines, and then I think it just keeps on rolling out. But right now you got to contend with the surge. I said 62,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States, and in Texas topping 1 million cases, confirmed cases. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said all restaurants, bars, and gyms have to close at 10 o'clock starting on Friday. That's a retreat because they were touting how well they were doing, and now that's changed. He also barred private gatherings of more than 10 people, period. That was it. While we see Texas is the second most populous state, and with the over 1 million coronavirus cases and 19,000 deaths since the outbreak started in March, California, the most populous state, has had more than 991,000 cases. So they're also closing in on that 1 million. Confirmed infections confirmed in the U.S., 10.3 million. But these new cases soaring to all-time highs, over 120,000 a day. I know this is a lot of numbers I'm heaving at you, but I'm making a case that, for God's sake, wear the mask. I mean, I saw someone today. Where was I? Oh, I know. I ran in. I had the dog, masked up everything, ran into Starbucks. I know, I'm not a huge Starbucks lover, but I was dying for coffee. So anyway, I ran in to get it, and I looked around, boom, somebody working away in a small Starbucks, no mask. I was just thinking, wow. And they even had mask signs on the door, but nothing. And it's very rare. I haven't seen that. But come on, just wear the mask. Wear the mask. Don't even risk it. Risk it. Because cases per are flat out on the rise in 49 states. Deaths are climbing. A month ago, the U.S. was seeing about 730 COVID-19 deaths a day on average. That's now surpassed 970. I mean, we're in trouble, peeps. We're in trouble if we don't do something. And we're so close to the top of the mountain where we can get down on the other side, because not just Pfizer, but others are coming up with a vaccine. So we're so, so close. Don't blow it now. Meet you on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Break here in America, can we? Ada, go away. Downgraded to a tropical storm again. Florida's west coast under storm surge warnings. Tampa especially. Ada is about 65 miles west-southwest of St. Petersburg, Florida, moving north with top winds of about 70 miles an hour. I just checked in with the National Hurricane Center, and that's what they're listing it as. Ada, a Cat 1 hurricane early Wednesday, but downgraded. That is the good news, but it's that lashing of water that I mentioned briefly at the top. Somebody told me once, it was Big Ben, Kate Delaney, it would not be one of your shows if there wasn't some kind of weather disaster. I know. Right? So we have had so many awful storms this hurricane season. And that storm hit the west central coast Wednesday night, weakened a little bit over the northern portion of Florida's peninsula, and then it's expected to move northeast into the western Atlantic. And, you know, here's the thing about this, like, especially, and I know these areas so well, my family's from there and I've spent time there, and probably many of you have at least brushed through there at some point. Florida's one of those places, you brush through it at least. Why? Because you went to Mickey Mouse Land, right? You went to Disney World, whatever. It seems like everyone I've met, what's the common factor? They've at least been to Florida. So there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge along portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to Suwannee River, and that includes Tampa Bay and Charlotte Harbor. And again, it's because of the way they sit, and when you're talking about that amount of water. So the Keys got hammered on Sunday, and lots of Floridians didn't have power, and there was a lot of neighborhoods that were flooded, homes with rising water. And there, you know, what are you going to do? You just tell people, stay aware. This is what they know. Floridians know this is what they deal with. And they need to talk to the people in Louisiana, because they have been lashed and thrashed about as well. Same thing, where they've dealt with a wall of water. I mean, Louisiana has had to weather 5 tropical storms or hurricanes this year. That's an all-time record for the state. And they actually got lucky, because at first it looked like Ada was going to go in their direction, and instead it flipped over back to Florida. So, wow, it's been an incredible season when it comes to hurricanes, tropical storms. I mean, this is why we're into the Greek alphabet. And good news, bad news, hurricane season is coming to an end, but not until November 30th. And just because we say it's coming to an end, by the way, doesn't mean it can't trickle in to, you know, the beginning of December. But this is what 2020 has been like, just completely hellish, right? Whether it's, of course, the biggest thing, the pandemic, or other things that have happened along the way, even the most divisive, cantankerous election that we've seen in a while, and now doesn't look like there are any plans for a transfer of power at this point, and we'll see what happens. There's all kinds of speculation as to even whether the president eventually just says, okay, you know, enough, which I think is what will happen. And then there's the question of running again, a possibility of running in 2024. And that's an interesting question, because would you vote for the current president? Would you vote for Donald Trump in 2024? Because there's so much speculation about, okay, coronavirus, I mean, that just doomed. To me personally, once the coronavirus hit, that spelled an undoing, because the economy was doing well. People were pumped for 2020, big plans. Oh, it's another decade, and that's what happens, right? And then when the economy starts to buckle and people can't afford to feed their kids, get them to school, then their school becomes their house. I mean, you know, all the things, the fallout that we've talked about here every single show. And in conclusion, I think that was one of the key, what's in our face and what we see every day, that was one of the key reasons, right? And so then the whole mask thing and masking up, not masking, then masking again, and, you know, all of that. And the fact that in the beginning, that was the whole idea, boom, let's not, you know, we're not politicians. And that was a good thing, like, oh, we're not going to have a politician in there. But then I think when you get down to the tail end of this, how do you get around the coronavirus, you know? Rona McDaniel, in fact, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, said shortly before Election Day, she said, if he loses, you know what, it's going to be because of COVID. It's going to be because of COVID and the things that have happened as a result of that. So regardless, like I said, the key thing is there is no transfer of power at this point. And, you know, do we for sure know that because this is months away? No. But because there's been no reaction from the president, no conceding, just we will win tweets, it doesn't look that way. You know, let's put it that way. It doesn't look that way. All right. As we traverse down this path in the White House right now, 2 White House aides, guests of Rudy Giuliani, tested positive for the virus. At least 3 more in the at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, including White House political director Brian Jack. Positive. Jack was part of the election night event in the East Room of the White House. One of his aides tested positive for the virus, and so did Haley Baumgartner, a Trump ally who attended the White House election night party as a guest of Rudy Giuliani's. So the newest cases follow the infections of White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, and Trump campaign advisor David B. And, you know, they're, I mean, what are you, this is what's happening. It's interesting. Somebody said, well, the White House has no comment. What's the comment? Okay, here's who's testing positive. And because of some of the events and the closeness of it, someone gets it, poof. It gets passed on. I mean, it does show you the fragility, as we already know it, the fragility of the virus. I mentioned the numbers at the top, how many people are hospitalized, what we're seeing, even though there seems like there's this bright light, and there is, at the end of the tunnel. We are not there yet. This is the final threshold. By the end of the spring, the vaccines could be widely available and everybody could get the vaccines, provided they want to get the vaccines. Let's put it that way. All right, a quick reminder. I said it when I cracked open the mic. Don't forget about Nail the Score. It's in our final segment of the hour. The NFL game of the week. You pick the winner, what the score is, and woohoo, you could win some fabulous prizes, right? We all need prizes now. We're all looking for a little something-something. What is that? Something. You know, you look at Moderna, and I was thinking about this today, and especially talking about the politics of the day and what's happening at the White House and the White House with the transition. The White House Budget Office is telling federal agencies just to move forward with budgets, which you wouldn't do in a transition period of time because that would happen in February, well after January, when a new president is sworn in. So while that is going on and there's this push about the vaccine and the Pfizer announcement, there are questions as to the timing of that and whether that was held back. The CEO, of course, saying completely denying that, saying that's, you know, ridiculous. There's, you know, no way. And then you have Moderna's vaccine trial that is progressing, but they're not coming out with anything saying, oh, 90% effective, although the Russians say they've got something that is 92% effective. What do you think? Odds and Ends coming up next.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign continues their challenges to election vote counts with a new lawsuit filed Wednesday in Michigan alleging illegal vote counting in the state. As the campaign continues to investigate allegations of improprieties, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News there are more affidavits coming.
You'll see some affidavits from Pennsylvania. Well, you'll see some other disturbing practices where in Democrat counties you got one advantage. You were able to fix your ballot, whereas the same advantages were not given to Republican counties. Those are on the horizon. There's just so much here. It's very hard to dig into because there's a lot.
Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida for a second time, having traveled up the coast to lash the west central portion of the state. Areas around Sarasota and Tampa have seen several inches of rain, causing reports of flash flooding. Eta is expected to make official landfall Thursday morning and move back into the western Atlantic by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Still waiting on a stimulus check? The IRS says they may have your money. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov.
Travelers heading for Spain will have to prove they've tested negative for COVID-19 in order to enter the country. Travelers will have to submit proof of their test within 72 hours of their planned trip to Spain in order to be allowed entry. The country is trying to deal with a surge in COVID cases while also trying to help out its struggling tourism industry, an area vital to its economy. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Ranging from the bass drum to the triangle. And including a rather large number of religious instruments in between. Bells of all varieties.
Holly.
The snare drum. Tambourine.
Timpani. And a tam-tam or gong. Followed by a set of chimes.
Orchestra bells.
Finally, roll on the cymbal.
Kate Delaney, thanks so much for dancing with us on this version of the show. I mean, we did start off with a happy dance after all. I thought we needed it. A virtual hug to all of you. Woo, 2020. Almost in our rear view mirror. Not fast enough for some. I take that, you know, glasses half full approach. So it's, you know, we're doing it. That's what, right? You know, we're doing it. And it was a day to honor veterans, and I always think it's worth honoring veterans every chance we get. So the president and the vice president, Donald Trump and Mike Pence, of course, honored veterans during a ceremony at Arlington Cemetery. It just reminded me to challenge all of you, if you haven't been there, once the world opens back up, put it on your list. Put it on your list. It's incredible. If you don't get a little teary-eyed when you go to Arlington National Cemetery, I'd be surprised, right? I saw it as a kid, and every time I go, every time I've probably been there a dozen times, there's just something about it. You just think of the sacrifice. You think of human life. You think of the people who were left behind, that whole kind of thing. And it is an awesome sight to behold, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So there's always the 21-gun salute that happened. There's the wreath-laying ceremony. And it was one of those days they were playing taps, and it was a steady rain. And You know, this was the first public appearance by the Prez since late last week. He was only seen in public after golfing on Saturday, but no public remarks or anything of that sort. And, of course, the ceremony had to be a little bit more subdued because of the physical distancing to mitigate the threat of COVID-19. But I always think there's, I don't know, to me there's just something about watching that ceremony that just gives me complete goosebumps. And then I was thinking about modes of transportation. So for a minute, close your eyes and imagine getting into a taxi that flies. Oh, no, it's happening. That is a mic drop moment. South Korea, they're on the ball. It's kind of a sci-fi looking, almost like a helicopter slash, but it's not a helicopter, taxi. And they did this wild demonstration. It's a two-seat drone. And, I mean, they're pretty ambitious about this. They want to commercialize it. So they're not, they want it commercialized by 2025. And it was produced by a Chinese manufacturer. And it just went overhead from a crowd about 7 minutes, about 150 feet. Now, they can carry 485 pounds, can reach speeds of up to 80 miles an hour. So what they did was they put heavy sacks of rice instead of passengers for the flight. Nobody wanted to get in the flying taxi and see what it was like. But it is cool. I'm sure if you go to whatever Google machine you have or search engine, you'll be able to find it. And it is kind of wild to look at it. The aerial drones, they say, are going to slash travel times on trips within the Seoul urban area, which is jammed, by up to 70%. So I tell you, how many people are going to get these flying taxis? A lot of people are going to get it. Even the international airport, less than 20 minutes, poof, end to end. It's like over an hour by car. Of course, you'd have to watch the weight restrictions. Definitely. So a drone taxi fare for a 30-mile trip would be $100. That's twice the cost of a taxi ride. But that market's going to grow. And maybe as it grows, you know, the fare would drop. And they're saying it. The fare would drop to maybe $20. But drones are going to play a key role in their congestion because it's bad. And the whole idea, they're saying, look, it's environmentally friendly. Why not? Let's decarbonize the economy. It just seems so. It just would be wild, right? So they have you look over. Ah, look, there's my neighbor in the other flying taxi, and then oh, they're coming the other direction. Well, you'd have to have lanes. But here's the thing: that's South Korea. Uber is planning to launch its aerial ride sharing service, Uber Air, in Dallas, Los Angeles, Melbourne, Australia, in 2023. That's soon. They say it's ready to go. And actually, because our satellite facility where I am sitting right now in the studio is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I can see it. I can see how it would be doable in Dallas. Although, it's interesting to think of getting in a two-seat drone slash taxicopter, because that's really what it is. And it does remind you of that. You wouldn't be able to have a lot of stuff, and you couldn't be a very, you couldn't have a bunch of really big people in there because of what the weight would be. Just totally fascinating to me. Also interesting is the fact that Senate Republicans proposed a $1.4 trillion bill, not for taxicopters, but to keep the government running. Yeah, we need to run the government for 10 months. Why do we? This happens all the time. I know this is the norm, but how is that? And no one can ever really seem to explain it to me correctly. Oh, this happens every year, and then, you know, they got to make the proposal and get the money, and then it's just open. But why does it happen every year? Will we ever see a balanced budget? I don't know. So $1.4 trillion spending package to keep it open until September 2021. But that's happening, and then we don't have the coronavirus relief funding. So they're kind of at odds at this point. The thing is, if you don't come up with something and you get to that last final day, that is, can be so crippling. They need some... But the package has spending bills and billions to 12 appropriation subcommittees and, you know, Homeland Security, Defense, Department of Health and Human Services, all of them will get some money from that. If it goes through. But to me, one of the key things is what's happening with coronavirus relief, because there's so many people that are looking for that need that were shocked when they didn't get that, thinking, oh, this is a layup, because that's what everybody's saying. So we'll see. I have a feeling the government will remain open. It would be very strange if that didn't happen, but also the accounting of the whole thing is very strange to me. Because every single year we're saying the same things. Somebody has a new job. Ron Klain was named the chief of staff in the Biden White House. That's what he said. He is a senior campaign advisor for Joe Biden, a one-time aide for the former VP, and he would become the chief of staff. Klain was Biden's chief of staff when he was VP. That was his specific job. And he was also chief of staff to VP Al Gore. Now, there's a person, if you take that job, I don't care what president, Republican, Democrat, whoever, your phone is ringing all the time. I mean, seriously. And I'm not weeping for them, because guess what? That's on our dime. But what a strange life that would be. And Klain was not a surprise because, again, he had spent so much time around Biden and working for Biden and has had big roles in implementing the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 following the Great Recession and, has the various other things that he brings to the table. So there you go. I guess we're going to start naming cabinet members and naming other people. Meanwhile, the president is just saying we will win. And there are those legal challenges that are mounting in several different areas. By the way, What's so interesting to me is this crazy thing that I happened to see when I was perusing through Black Friday deals. I mean, Black Friday is, they might as well just start it back in June. Well, just every day is that, because every day we've got specials for you. And whether it's Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, or wherever it is, it's like that Roomba, that vacuum that runs around. I looked at, they have like 15 different types of them, so there's not just one. And the big one, the Wi-Fi robot vacuum, you get like $100 off. It's $999. Would you pay almost $1,000 for a Wi-Fi robot vacuum? That's almost a mic drop moment. It's crazy. Coming up, you could win some fabulous prizes. You just got to nail the score. Don't be shy. Join us on the show or send me an email, 855-266-5283, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Nail the Score. Oh, what game will it be? So many to choose from. So tough to decide. What will be the game of the week? And in all seriousness, I know you're mad at the NFL, some of you. Don't worry. It's like, again, it's like when you get ink on your hands in bingo and you're mad at everyone around you. Just move forward, because the swag bag is so worth it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A lot of people do email, in all fairness. When I say a lot, 5-6 by the top of the hour. So make sure you get it in at the top of the hour. KateDelaneyRadio.com. So will it be the Colts and the Titans? That's the Thursday game. Or I looked at some other games later in the week, like the Bills and the Cardinals, like the Seahawks and the Rams, like the Ravens and the Patriots. Nah, not that one. All right, so the game of the week this time around is not going to be the Thursday night game. It's not going to be anybody playing in the NFC East. Oh, did I say that? East. So it will be the Bills and the Cardinals. That one kicks at 4:05 Eastern. And I think it's going to be a really tight, good game. Very, very good. In fact, no hard line has been set on this. None. It's a pick 'em at this point. You got Josh Allen and what he's been able to do with Buffalo, 7-2 this season. Cardinals are 5-3. They're the woulda, shoulda, coulda team. They've been interesting to watch. And again, all this analysis, it doesn't mean anything. You're just picking a number. You're picking a side and picking a number. Is it the Cardinals? Is it the Bills? Who do you think wins, and what do you think the final score will be? All right, let's go to Pete, who's been listening to all this drivel. He's come out of the bunker just to play, and we so appreciate it. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I've got a banner idea. Why don't you send me and Donald J. Trump an autographed copy of your book?
Deal your own destiny. How to run for president again. What do you really think? I mean, let's veer here for a second. Do you really think, and people have said this, that he would run again in 2024? Why? He already did it. He already won. He already did it.
He's a patriot, lady.
The first time. I understand what you're saying, but to want to do that again after, gosh, that's,
you knock, you
wow.
knock his ass down, was, you, he's going to stand back up and say, come on.
You know what? That's true. That's true. That's true. If you've read anything about any of his businesses, any of the things that he's done, absolutely. That's 100% true. And he's not used to.
He reminds me a lot of me.
Really? Yeah, you come after me, I'm going to run again. I love it. I can see that with you, Pete. What do you think? Do you like Buffalo?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think they got the quality product that they're selling right now, and I'm thinking 33-18 Buffalo.
33-18. Yeah, I like that guess, Peter, because they do. There's something with Josh Allen. They're clicking, and when they're not, they still manage to bounce back. So it's been interesting to watch them. Absolutely. Well, enjoy the game. I hope you nailed the score, and thanks for playing along with us, as always. You can do the same thing, too. I know I always get these emails. Wait, I heard the show and I missed it. I didn't realize you were doing that nail the score thing. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Who wins? Is it Buffalo? Is it Arizona? And the good news is there's not, like, a popular vote and then another score. So, the cardboard fans on one side, what do you say? This game, or this team, this Buffalo team, and this is in Glendale, Arizona, has really found its identity. Now, having said that, there's no doubt that when you, especially reel off a bunch of wins, and they've had some losses, they lost to the Titans and to the Chiefs, that you can be ripe for having just one of those, you know, having one of those games. But boy, I look at this game afternoon set up perfectly for Buffalo, and I think it's tough to go against Buffalo. That's just my two cents for anyone who's going to send me something at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, Nathan, what do you think, Cardinals or Bills?
We're playing football, right? Football.
Hey, that's here. Right. It's football.
It's football, baby. Cardinals, because I grew up around St. Louis people, and it was baseball, so I'm just going to get all crazy with it and go Cardinals 28, Bills 27. It's going to suck for everybody.
Ooh, I like that. 1 point. 1 point, what a teaser. Okay, we'll see. So the Cardinals, they do have Kyler Murray, who's incredible on the ground. And the Cardinals are coming off of a loss, an unlikely loss to the Dolphins. They beat Seattle in a tight game. They also beat the 49ers in the beginning of the season when it looked like the 49ers were going to plow ahead. But then they played some other teams where it wasn't as impressive because the teams weren't as impressive. I don't know. I'm going to say I think it's Buffalo because the Josh Allen factor, and there's too many weapons, and I think Buffalo wins it, and the final score is, I'm going to say the final score is 30 to 21. So I'm actually giving them credit. We're only looking at one touchdown separation, basically, and a few points. So it should be a good game. Should be a good game. And, you know, I have to be honest that with the NFL, I never thought the NFL would be playing. I never thought the NFL would be playing all the way through to where they are now, that we would get to week 10. There's a host, Gary Jeff Walker. He does a great show on the WLW in Cincinnati. It's a big blowtorch, and he asked me to come on and do my NFL midseason report, and we had a lot of fun with it. And, there's so many teams I thought that would just be so much better. But this season with COVID, I thought we would never get to the midseason and wouldn't get all the way through. Now we're starting to see it pop up with the virus, but with some teams and whatnot. But I am very surprised in a full contact sport like the NFL that this is where we're at. So hey, good for from the point of view of protocols, good for most of them for following the protocols because that seems to be working. All right, again, you can throw me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And, in fact, I got a couple. I got this one from Chad who says, Allen is the boss man. And I'll tell you what, I wish the Cowboys had him. I'm going to say, Kate, that it's going to be a score of 28 to 17 Buffalo. I think there will be a little bit of defense. All right, thanks for the analysis. Not necessarily a lot, 28-17. And then here's another one. This one is from Salvador. I like that full name, Salvador. Salvador listening in Portland, Oregon. Kate, I have to go with the Seahawks, but you're not picking the Seahawks. You didn't pick that game. So I can't tell you what I think about the Seahawks, I guess. But I think Buffalo wins it, and I think it's 38 to 14. Wow, that's a crushing. That's a turn off the game and go get some grub. All right, good luck to anyone who emailed me, Pete, and the rest of the crew. Hopefully someone nails the score, then you clear out the prize closet. And thanks to the rest of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.